I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. President Barack Obama's push for health care reform continued today with a trip to Ohio. But back in Washington, there are signs that Mr. Obama is not getting what he wants from Congress. The president has been urging the House and Senate to vote on a bill before their August break. Today, the Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid said that's unlikely to happen. President Obama is spending a lot of political capital on health care. Last night at his news conference, he urged Americans to look at the big picture.
Even as we rescue this economy from a full-blown crisis, we must rebuild it stronger than before. And health insurance reform is central to that effort.
The president said controlling the skyrocketing cost of health care in America is crucial to the country's economic recovery. Well, it's not just Americans who have a lot at stake in this healthcare debate. Global investors are also watching the debate closely. That's according to Simon Johnson, an economist at MIT's Sloan School of Management. He's now in Washington, D.C. What do investors abroad have at stake? What does any entity abroad have at stake? And what happens to healthcare here in America?
If you look down the road 20, 30 years, the budget either fails or succeeds on whether or not we control Medicare costs. So if you're an international investor and you're thinking, where should I put my money? Should I buy dollars? Should I buy U.S. treasuries? You have to look down that road and think, is the American political process going to control health care costs? Very little else matters.
And so who in particular right now is looking and listening?
Well, obviously China is looking and listening. You saw this very clearly on Mr. Geithner's recent visit to China, where the Chinese university students actually expressed some skepticism that the U.S. has its fiscal house in order. China has big claims on the U.S. They've bought a lot of our government debt. Will they continue to hold it? On what basis? What kind of interest rate do they think is reasonable? It's not just about China, but they're definitely in the mix.
Yeah, you're talking there about Timothy Geithner, the Treasury Secretary, who was in China, also in the Persian Gulf, trying to boost confidence in the United States. I wonder if you're looking yourself at how other countries at this point have handled health care in terms of the bottom line, in terms of their own competitiveness and whether or not they can rein in spending.
Yes, it's a delicate matter and it's a little bit of an unpleasant truth, but richer societies, you know, with the exception, almost the exception of the United States, have had a bigger, more open debate about this so far and have got more cost control in place. I would not say that anybody's out of the woods on this, by the way. It's a demographic issue and it's a technology issue that confronts us all. And I think what we're seeing right now is a lot of catch-up in the American political discourse.
A lot of catching up, but it seems like also when you're looking at the United States that we're looking at issues of government accountability and underneath that, financial responsibility and a sense of morality. I mean, is that in terms of what the government is required to do for its populace? Is that any different from what you see, at least in most developed countries?
Yes, we are unusually skeptical, unusually compared to other developed countries, unusually skeptical of our government. And I think sometimes that plays to our advantage.
You're talking about America being skeptical.
Absolutely. I'm an American. I feel very American on this issue. What it means is that we're more comfortable believing that the state should stay out of things and the government shouldn't do things and private individuals should do them. But, you know, on healthcare, you reach a level of costs and a level of commitment on the part of the entire economy that is, you know, can only be dealt with by the state. And so that makes it a bit more uncomfortable, and I think it's delayed the conversation in the United States.
When we're looking at whether or not we can afford to pay our co-pays, let alone a major bill that our insurance companies won't pay, that's an immediate concern. That's a direct concern. The concern for Americans about whether or not foreign investors like what's happening in healthcare in this country is what?
Oh, it's obviously much more nebulous and vague, but it does affect interest rates. It does affect how much the government can borrow. It affects what the government can spend on other programs, and it limits our choices if we get this wrong. If we lose our credibility and if people feel that America cannot fix its own problems, then that's an issue for all of us.
All right. Simon Johnson, economist at MIT's Sloan School of Management. He's also a senior fellow at the Peterson Institute for International Economics. If you'd like a link to his blog, go to our website, theworld.org. Simon's blog is called The Baseline Scenario. Simon Johnson, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.